8:32 the time. Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Welcome to the program. We're keeping one eye on the screen as today is the third public hearing for the January 6th insurrection hearings. That starts around 9 o'clock. As we do each and every Thursday, we welcome our mayor to the show, Mayor Sue Kempf, in to talk about what's happening around town. Welcome, Mayor Kempf. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Ed. Oh, good to be with you this morning. I heard you mention the hearings. Aren't they fascinating?
Every American should be watching these hearings right now. I've been shouting it out from the mountaintops. If you haven't been paying attention, now is the time to start paying attention.
Oh, I can't. You know, I'm just glued to the whole thing. And over a couple of weeks, did you notice that CNN ran the thing on the Watergate hearings?
Right.
And they put that on. Right. You know, and in contrast to what we're seeing today, it's really interesting. You know, that was a single event, but this, and so was January 6th, but this is so much more widespread.
It really is. And each day we seem to learn more and more horrific details, really, about what happened on January 6th. As a kid, I was actually able to watch the Watergate hearings, and I feel that that kind of put me on this path of always being interested in our civic duty as Americans to be informed.
Yeah, I'm the same way, Ed. I read a lot of, I watched the hearings, and also when I was that age, I was very interested. I read a lot of books about Richard Nixon because I didn't really know a lot about politics. It kind of lit my pilot light. I mean, I wasn't interested in being in politics back then, but I was interested in what was happening in the news and what the impacts were. Really fascinating time.
Right. Well, we'll keep one eye on the screen over here, and I know that you and I will be talking about it a little bit later on. Let's talk about some stuff happening here in town. This coming Tuesday, for the council meeting on Tuesday, the council is going to be doing a lot of things, obviously. Adopting a budget is one, and you're also going to call the November election and adopt a resolution to consolidate with the county. Explain to us how that works.
Well, first of all, we are going to adopt the budget. We're pretty much there now. We don't have any changes to the budget. We had to, you know, we gave all input, and the budget comes back for adoption. It's a pretty standard process. And then I haven't seen the staff report yet. It doesn't come out until today, so I don't know exactly what the process is going to be. But we will be, you know, we will be calling the election for those three, right, as far as I know. I mean, I don't know the details, though, Ed. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. And you're also going to adopt a resolution to actually put the three ballot measures that we have on the November ballot. Is that correct?
That's right. No, that's exactly right. That is true. Yep, that's what we'll be doing.
Okay. And part of that, does that include directing the city attorney to draft an analysis of each of those ballot measures?
Well, I know there will be an analysis on it, but I don't know what the timing is yet.
Okay. Okay. And one of the things that everybody's been talking about here is we're now currently waiting on the county to certify the signatures for the cannabis measure. I'm curious, what are your thoughts? Should Laguna Beach have a dispensary? Do us a favor and weigh the benefits and the detractions for us.
Yeah, well, you know, we had Measure KK right on the ballot in 2016. It failed by a pretty big margin.
Right.
Personally, I'm not going to support it because I think it's just going to bring more people into town that really, you know, aren't going to be eating at our restaurants maybe, or, you know, enjoying our beautiful town. I just don't think it's something that we need. We have enough traffic issues here as it is, you know, just people passing through town on Coast Highway or coming into town, you know, via the canyon.
Right.
I just don't feel like, you know, Little Laguna Beach is the place for that.
Okay. And is there a benefit city tax wide, or is there a benefit as far as city taxes go if in fact there is a cannabis location here?
So I think there might be it. I don't really know exactly what happens with these cannabis companies, but you know, I have seen that there's, you know, that if you want some cannabis product, you can, you know, you can get it delivered.
Right. Right.
I don't know. I don't know if the way of the future is that or what it is. But, yeah, I don't really think, I'm not super passionate against it, but I probably would, if I were asked to vote, I'd probably say no.
Okay. All right. And final question on that subject. Is there a law enforcement angle? Is there a law enforcement concern that concerns you?
Yes. I mean, I think that's the overriding concern, you know, more than getting additional people in here is, and, you know, people often make this jump like, oh, if someone's going to go into a cannabis store, that must be, they must have some kind of criminal intent, must be up to no good. That's not true anymore. You know, a lot of people go into these stores to get relief for sleep and pain. And, you know, it's not all just to get high. Some people are using it, you know, to actually help them function better in life or, you know, if they're anxious or something for a variety of reasons. So I don't think we need to act like there's some kind of criminal element in town. But anytime you're dealing in cash and stuff like that in a business, that's never, I mean, that's a little dicey.
All right. Well, well, thank you for that. And we'll keep our eye on that as well. You know, I walked by Main Beach and I saw the work on the cobblestones being done. They're moving right along. Last week I was a little hesitant to say, I was thinking, they'll never get this done in time. They're moving right along with those cobblestones.
I know. I was looking at, I had the same idea before last week when I was looking at it. I'm like, they got that thing so deeply dug up. How's that going to come?
Right.
But it's supposed to be done by the 16th, which is today, right? It's supposed to be done today, and we have a set on Saturday. We kick it off there, so.
Right. So
they told me it was. I think it will be.
Yeah, I'm. You know what? If 5 o'clock today is deadline for being done or whatever, I think they've got a good shot. It looks pretty good now. Yeah, I was with you. I was with you on the thought of that. Wow, that deep hole. They'll never get it done in time. And yeah, apparently so. So you're going to be at the FET? We'll be seeing you at the FET this weekend?
Yeah, I have to participate somehow in the kickoff. I have to say a few words. But I love the FET. I think it's one of the best days in Laguna. You know, it's so cool. Everybody walks around, lots of music. It's just a, you know, very upbeat day.
It is.
You know, in Laguna Beach, walking around. We also have the Circus Bella this weekend, too, at Bluebird Park.
Oh, that's right. So the circus at Bluebird. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got a lot going on in town this weekend for the residents. They're going to love it.
So you're going to be speaking at the FET. Can we imagine you on a trapeze or something at the circus in Bluebird Park? Walking the tightrope or something?
I don't think so, Ed. I mean, you know, I might be walking around.
Okay.
That would be the extent of it. Yeah, no, I don't know. That was such a huge hit last year.
Yeah.
Huge hit.
Everybody loves it.
So, I'm going to go over there because the Arts Commission, I'm the liaison to the Arts Commission. And so we have, you know, we have two Arts Commission events this weekend. Both of those are the FET and Circus Bella from the Arts Commission. So I'm going to go over there. Some of the Arts Commissioners are going to also go to Circus Bella. I'm going to cruise over there and see if they need any help or anything. They're doing some volunteer work. And so it'll be great.
And one more item this weekend before I let you go. I just had Barbara McMurray and Rick Conkey in talking about the Juneteenth celebration Sunday at the Laguna Beach Cultural Arts Center. An important event and a great celebration to be had. Barbara McMurray is making red velvet cupcakes. So no matter what, we got to at least try those.
Okay, she's something else. You know, she and I are going to do the radio,
the takeover.
What's it called? The takeover. Yeah, I call it the takedown. We're going to do the radio. We had so much fun last year
You guys were a lot of fun, and you were so close to scoring the Silver Tongue Award. You were like an inch away from scoring the Silver Tongue Award. I have a feeling you'll do well again this year.
Did Peter Blake win last year?
No, he did not win. He did not win last year. A different group won last year, but he's in it again this year, so the competition is going to be heavy and stiff, I guess.
I thought we had it for sure. I always think I'm going to win. I never do, but I thought we did have it last year.
No, you are so competitive.
We'll
you are so competitive. When you were in here in studio, you are really competitive. I love that.
Mayor, so is Barbara, though.
Yeah, and that's the perfect combination. What a great team. I can only imagine you on the golf course and how competitive you are there.
Yeah, I am actually kind of competitive. But I don't get mad at anybody else. I just get irritated with myself.
Mayor Sue Kemp, thank you so much for stepping in today. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. I know you're out of town, so travel safely back, and we'll look forward to seeing you this week or this weekend everywhere.
Yeah, I'll see you down there. We're going to have a great weekend.
Fantastic. Mayor Sue Kemp this morning, thank you again.
Thank you, Ed.
All right. 8:43 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.